everybody, and welcome to the Steal the Show podcast, where we talk movies and all that sort of stuff. I'm Sam, and with me always is my co-host, not actually host, and we're actually here in person together because college.
That's me, Steele Mitchell. It's such a pleasure to finally see what you look like in real life. I've never been ever met face-to-face before, you know. We've always just done this podcast.
You're a bit more,
robust.
Shorter.
Oh, man.
Than I thought you would be.
That hurts. Your hair is a mess.
You know what? Your life is a mess.
Oh, boo. But you know it's not a mess? The upcoming 2019 movie of 2019! Heck yeah. And
are you gonna start? I mean, like, he just kind of, yeah.
Well, I mean,
shallow look, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a top 10.
We're doing a top 10 list.
Anticipated.
Not really top 10.
A 2019, yeah. Top however many we end up getting. And I've got a list of like 11, and you've got like 8, and we're just gonna see what happens.
I have like 7, and you have like 12, so that's close enough.
Yeah, that's almost 10 if you add them up.
Are you gonna get going? Because you have more than me, because...
That's true.
Apparently like movies. Like, yeah. What?
Alright, well, I'm gonna start with the Joker movie.
Okay, I'm kinda iffy on it, you know, Joaquin Phoenix. I've seen the pictures, you know, I'm interested, but like not super anticipated.
I'm a little more anticipated than I was because they have an interesting director behind it, the guy who did War Dogs, which I thought was pretty underrated. You got Joaquin Phoenix, very talented actor, and the set photos, he looks pretty good. That being said, there's no trailer, so this could be pretty terrible. We'll have to wait and see. That's why it's at the bottom of my list. But still, I'm looking forward to it, and I think it could be good. I think it's a good thing DC is moving away from their central universe.
Aquaman had a trailer, and we know how that turned out.
That's true. Aquaman also had a pretty good trailer, if you
ask me. It did. I have Shazam.
Ooh.
A DC movie, I'm pretty sure. Do you have Shazam on yours?
I have Shazam, yeah.
Yeah, Shazam I'm pretty excited for. The trailer hyped me up, and I think it's actually a step in the... I think it is going to be the step that Aquaman was supposed to be in the right direction, because it looks like they're not taking it too seriously, and looks like they're having a lot of fun.
Right. If you had asked me before Aquaman came out which one of them would have been better, I probably would have said Aquaman, but I would have said Shazam would still be good after seeing Aquaman. Got a lot of hopes riding on Shazam, but Zachary Levi is very funny as usual. Chuck is good, and yeah, hopefully this is a good one. It looks like a lot of fun and pretty unique.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, here's one I think you forgot about. Brightburn.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yep, I was thinking something.
Yeah, for those of us who are not aware, Brightburn is I think James Gunn is producing it. It's like a horror take on Superman's origin story without actually using the name Superman.
They're not getting sued.
Yeah, somehow. I mean, it could still happen. It's a kid comes from space, crashes on a farm, gets raised by these, you know, two kind farmers. But then he turns out to be a psychopath, killer, murderous Superman thing. And has a pretty interesting trailer.
Yeah, I think a lot of suspense in that trailer. Spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky in a way. Yeah. Right. I'm excited. Detective Pikachu. Yep. Yeah. Is that on your list?
That's on my list also.
I think it's got a cool look, and I think, I've been waiting for this kind of for a long time. See how it's integrated in the real world.
Right.
Unlike Sonic, it actually looks like it might work.
Yeah.
It kind of looks fun. I like the main lead guy. He's from Jurassic World. Yep. I didn't like Jurassic World, but... Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, he looks to be better in this. I've been a huge fan of Pokemon since, like, day one. My first video game was a Pokemon game, and this is the dream, man. It's kind of a weird direction to take with Pokemon to make it a Blade Runner detective story. Oh, God. Sam's playing Pokemon Go right now. You can't see it, but that's
there's
funny.
A Staryu, man. I gotta catch, man. The Staryu.
I want the Staryu, but we're recording on my phone. That sucks. Anyways,
that does suck.
We're hyped. Ryan Reynolds is Pikachu. Gonna be good.
Avengers Endgame. Of course, we're gonna have that on the list. I mean, do we even really have to talk about it? It's Avengers Endgame.
Not really. It looks good.
It looks good.
Just good.
And I'm sure it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, probably. If anything, 5 out of 10 at the worst.
Honestly, 1 out of 10 at the best.
Probably. Alright, I got one that I'm not sure is on your list. Captain Marvel.
No, I'm not excited for Captain Marvel.
It's moved up recently. There was a new trailer that was much better than the other ones. The one where she has the Iron Fist, that trailer. That's
We have a theory that she might be the... It might just be an Iron Fist movie, to be honest.
Yeah, it... She probably dies 15 minutes in, and then...
Danny Rand, the immortal Iron Fist.
I would love that. It'd be so good. But I'm actually getting excited for this movie. Not too excited, because I don't think Marvel's had a great solo movie in a while. Like, Ant-Man and Doctor Strange were just kind of eh. But if this is the same quality as those are both pretty good movies. And
what about Thor?
Thor? The first
Ragnarok.
Thor? Oh, no, I mean, like, I meant first ones.
Oh, okay, okay.
I got you. Yeah, but I'm still excited. I think it could be good.
I don't know if you'll have this on there, but Rocket Man.
I don't have Rocket Man.
I think it kind of looks... Hopefully they don't take it too seriously. It kind of looks like an I don't know what you'd say, but dramatic interpretation of it. Like, in the trailer, they have him playing the piano, and you can see the audience kind of rising. So you don't know if it's, like, you know, just, like, going with what they feel, or if it's actually going to be, like, just what in his head. Which I hope it's not. I hope it's kind of hyper-realistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that trailer before I watched Bohemian Rhapsody the other day, and I was just kind of like, this looks weird. So
no, I think it looks like a lot of fun.
We'll see. I'm not looking forward to it, but to be honest, if it doesn't get like really good reviews, I probably won't end up seeing it.
Who knows? I still haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. Golden Globe winner, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, but apparently you didn't like it.
No, well, not really. That's not the conversation for today, though. All right, here's one I got. It's not doing too great with the reviews at the moment. It's Glass, sequel to Split and Unbreakable, M. Night Shyamalan's cinematic universe.
M. Night Shyamalan.
The MCU, if you will. The M. Night cinematic universe.
The M. Night Shyamalooniverse. Let's keep going.
Shyamalaniverse?
Shyamalaniverse. There we go.
That's good. But, Glass looks interesting. It has really good trailers, and apparently it's not that good. But I'm still going to see it day one, so...
Yeah, I'll be there as well day one. Right. And you will have my one-minute reaction up day one.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
John Wick 3?
I don't have that one.
Yeah. I've only seen some of one and some of two.
Okay.
But from what I saw, it looks like a fun action movie, so I'm looking forward to the third one.
Yeah. The first one is great. I love the first one. And the second one, I think, is also pretty good, but they do some things like give him bulletproof armor, which I think is a little bit less fun.
I think he's already bulletproof.
Maybe. But I like it better when he like has to actively avoid bullets and stuff. But the third one, hopefully, it seems to be tearing it back a little bit, at least based on how
third
the second
time's
one
the
ends.
Charm.
Yeah, it's like the whole world's coming after him or something like that.
Yeah.
That's exciting. We like
that. Exciting.
All right, I got Jordan Peele's Us.
Yeah, I think it looks interesting. I was never... So I really liked Get Out.
Yeah.
But I kind of looks the exact same thing as Get Out.
Yeah, it's... I don't know if it will be is the thing at this point.
Maybe he's creating a Get Out universe.
Oh,
a Peele-verse.
Oh, God. Wow. Key and Peele-verse.
Yes.
They'll include...
Except no
Keanu in there, too.
Get Out.
Anyways, oh man.
It's not a good movie.
Yeah. It, you know what? I like that movie.
I didn't.
Us hopefully is different from Get Out, and it looks intriguing. We don't know much about it, and I think that's a good way to advertise a horror movie.
Wow. Great commentary from the movie aficionados here.
Yeah.
That looks like, you know, it's a good movie.
Well, to be honest, I don't remember that much that happens in the trailer.
Trailer. It's basically just the Get Out trailer, essentially.
Yeah. I don't remember the Get Out trailers either. I don't think I even watched them. There was a time when I had an opportunity to take a Get Out poster from Cinemagic, and I did not, and I regret it.
Go leave.
Yeah, I will.
Get Out. Get Out.
All right, your turn. Do you have anything left?
Me too. I have two left.
Okay.
How many do you have left?
Two.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's probably the same two. Star Wars 9?
It's not the same two.
Dang. I'm kind of excited for Star Wars 9.
Okay.
Because I learned... Actually, I'm not as excited as, like, probably you aren't.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. But, so it came out recently that it's like, oh, it takes place years after the end of the one. I wanted, like... Just a scrappy rebellion. There's six people left, and I wanted them, like, rising from the dust.
Okay.
But now it's going to be years later, and I bet they built it back up to normal.
Probably.
To which, where, isn't this just Star Wars Episode 6 again? Like, I think The Last Jedi differentiated enough.
Right.
But they made a really bad decision but, in there. But
well, like, I like The Force Awakens, and I like The Last Jedi, mm-hmm. but I don't feel like there's even room for a third movie.
I feel like it was a good conclusion.
Yeah.
Like, they're on the run, they got away.
Yeah. Boom.
We like, can assume they come back.
Yeah, like, I don't feel the need to see anything more, and especially, like, I don't know. Like, I really liked Solo. I rewatched Rogue One, and that was really good, too. And, like, ooh. I kind of just want more of that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, too bad they canceled everything.
Yeah, because y'all didn't see Solo.
Yeah, Solo was a good movie.
Honestly.
Don't listen to the critics.
Yeah. But glad you're excited. I'll probably still see it because it's a Star Wars movie. So... here's one I got. How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Nope, not excited.
Really? Is it the Ed Sheeran in the trailer?
There's Ed Sheeran?
I think so.
I think I've seen half the trailer. I'm not excited. I mean, the first one was great. The second one was great. This third one kind of looks tacked on.
Really?
I felt like they ended it in two. Like, why do they need more?
Okay, so I don't remember how two ends that well.
They defeat the big dragon.
Yeah, that happened in the first one too, I guess. That'll okay. probably happen in this one too. I don't know, I really like how Hiccup looks in this. He's gotten like full warrior.
I mean, he's older. Flaming
sword and yeah. And I just really like the first two, so I'm excited to see where this one goes. We need some animated movies that aren't Disney, by the way, because Disney's been not doing so hot lately.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man was not...
Disney. Incredibles 2, movie of the year.
No, boo. Incredibles
it's actually 2. Over on my table right
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got it through Netflix.
Man, I don't like that movie.
Netflix sponsored this episode.
Yeah, no, sponsored by Netflix.
Don't Spider-Man, Far From Home.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
That was the one that I said would be at 11, and I might replace it with Joker.
Damn. No, I love every Spider-Man movie. Yep. No matter, like, if it's Spider-Man 3. And I don't say what you got. Hear what you guys say. Amazing Spider-Man 2, what does it steal?
It's pretty darn good.
It's a pretty darn good movie. A bit long, but a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man Far From Home, I can't wait to see Jake, my boy, Jakey,
yeah.
in a role. And I think they're really embracing sort of the fun aspect of it, because there's like two new suits in the movie.
Right.
Like, I think they're actually going like, yeah, we're going to make this thing fun. We're going to throw out a bunch of suits, throw out a bunch of villains. Bunch of fun things coming.
They know we love suits, and yeah, we're both, I think, big fans of the Spider-Man movies, except I don't like the first Amazing Spider-Man. I think that movie is
I think it's the worst.
Garbage.
I think it's the worst.
Yeah, but I straight up will never like to watch it. But yeah, I'm excited for that too. Jake Gyllenhaal is one of my favorite actors right now, and I think Mysterio is going to be a pretty interesting villain, a little different take. All of Spider-Man's villains have been like science creation people so far, and Mysterio's a little bit more magical. I think that'd be pretty fun.
I'm betting it's... I know your last one. Godzilla?
Yeah, it's Godzilla.
Yeah, of course it is.
I even, like, this list I made on my computer, I did just, like...
Wow.
I rank and
is that
I
a computer
Godzilla
that fully flips
one.
Around?
Yeah, it does.
Dang, mine does too.
I don't know.
Except yours is probably better than mine.
We're living in the 21st century.
Living in the future.
Yeah, Godzilla. I'm a huge fan of Godzilla. I loved the movies, the old movies as kids, as a kid. And I was not multiple kids. And
I was several kids.
Yeah, relatable. This one looks really, really good. They're bringing in three of the most iconic monsters, which I think is a great move for this this series, especially if they want to expand the universe. I'm excited for Kong to go off against him. Although that's not in this one. I really like the 2014 one. That's a little controversial, but I think that one did a good job.
I think it's fine.
This looks to be showing a lot more Godzilla, a lot more action and higher stakes, and hopefully it doesn't focus too much on the human characters because they don't look too interesting, but 2 hours of monsters smashing into each other in the rain.
I think it might turn out to be kind of like your Pacific Rim 2 last year.
I hope not.
Was not great.
Because Pacific Rim 2 was like, it was fun, but it wasn't good. I hope that this is good and also fun.
Wow, so kind of what you expect out of every movie?
Yeah, like I expect out of a good movie.
I hope it's good. I hope it's fun. I hope it's fine.
Yeah. And I hope you guys thought this list was fun.
Because we sure
did.
Did. Please, you know, go sub to our YouTube channel, you know, sub to Anchor, sub to Apple Podcasts, sub to Spotify, give it a like, do whatever you want. Please give us a review on Apple Podcasts if that's your thing. We like reviews.
Yeah. That's,
fill
that's
in the blank of silence.
Yep. And remember,
steal the show.
That was actually pretty well.
Yeah, we actually did it. Yeah.